A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit one at your right hand and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers, A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you ask?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I'm going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that among the rulers of the Gentiles, they lord it over others, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. We have just heard Matthew's version of a troubling gospel story. The mother of James and John, possibly named Salome, asked Jesus to promote her sons. It is understandable for a mother to want the best for her children. But some scholars say Matthew blamed her because he had too much respect for the office of apostle to accuse James and John. It didn't seem appropriate for apostles to seem so ambitious. So Salome may not have asked that question, and Luke was right. The apostles were arguing amongst themselves about who was the greatest among them. Pope Francis has just been talking about this. Ambition is a dangerous temptation for ecclesiastics. It is a cancer. In fact, the Pope has urged papal representatives charged with choosing bishops to look for humble apostolic men. And he has said that ambition is a fatal flaw amongst church leaders. I am afraid that this has been a reason for covering up sexual abuse amongst clergy. It could take away people's respect. In fact, covering up the crime has had a far worse effect, and we know that very well now. We know also that even Jesus' enemies knew that ambition was foreign to him. He gave himself to everyone without wanting to draw attention or credit to himself. And in the Sermon on the Mount, he taught that our behaviour must not be determined by any desire for reward. St. Paul said to the Corinthians, "Be ambitious for the higher gifts. The highest is the gift of love. Instead of looking for respect, rather look for an opportunity to love." All of us have egos. They are easily inflated for any of us in public positions. It does feel good to be honoured. But as Jesus says, anyone who wants to be a leader must be a servant of all. Now that is an ambition we must all strive for. Thank you.